Yes, I thought Scott practiced well today, and unless something changes when we go back inside into the training room, I fully anticipate that he'll go and start. Dietrich's, he had a tough time yesterday. He fought through practice, and I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to go for Sunday. So he's pretty banged up. They're in college. They're in work. Some there yesterday, and has always worked through our quarterback center exchange drills, and so Darren has been prepared for, for that for some time. Well, I mean, ridiculous is probably a little different word, but it's a challenge. I have not, as a coordinator, and I can't really probably remember as an assistant coach, have had so much change, as far as players missing practice time and the number of starting lineups that you had week in and week out. We felt it was an issue last year, and Foley was trying to move past that. And this year, it's been a challenge even more so up to this point. So, you can't control the injury list, and we're just trying to get healthy, but more importantly, trying to get ready to play games. And we know we've got a big physical game Sunday, so I'm confident that today's practice gave us a chance to hit the continuity that we're trying to get all week. I think it's always the right approach. You look at good offenses, it starts right down the middle. And from that, it works itself out on the offensive line. Trust me, I like our quarterback. I like our perimeter players. But if it's not right up front, you're playing different type of football games. And I think that's been evident in some of our games this year. So they're fighting through a tough spot as far as trying to get everybody healthy. And then when you're healthy, you have the opportunity to get the continuity. And what come with that is the confidence in the execution, which leads to a better performance. So, hey, that's one of the challenges that we're working on right now. Yes, I think Brandon will be ready to go, particularly in special teams. He's feeling more and more comfortable with the club. Mark Tauscher will start at right tackle, and we'll see what his endurance level is. Well, hey, I mean, you have a philosophy, and it's player safety first. So our medical staff, I think they do a very good job, probably too good of a job, frankly, at some points. But we're always smart with players. It's always a long-term approach, and you have to trust their opinions. And once again, we have medical meetings every day, and I think anybody coming back off of a major injury like that, it's you have to take that approach, and I've seen it work more times than going the other way. That's for sure. He was hurt in practice yesterday. He was rolled up on as an ankle sprain. It may be. I mean, he was in a lot of pain yesterday. So, the next 48 hours will probably give us a better indication. I had a groin strain also in yesterday's practice, so right there near the end. Better today. The brace that he had on Wednesday, he didn't feel like he could do what he needed to do with the brace, so we went with the club, and I know this one, the club today was, he felt more comfortable than the one yesterday, so I think he's reached a comfort level where he'll be ready to go. Mm-hmm. his Wednesday's kicks were the best of the year, and that's the fact. I mean, his numbers Wednesday were outstanding. He's a young man that is improving, but as we all know, the bottom line is Sunday afternoon. So he just needs to keep working and apply his work during the week to Sunday. But yeah, he had an outstanding day Wednesday, and I haven't seen the numbers today, but I thought he kicked the ball fine today, punted the ball fine.